I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Children with mental health problems are spending more time in emergency rooms. That's according to a report from the Connecticut Health I-Team, or CHIT. In 2010, 40 children spent multiple nights in the ER for mental health issues. By the end of this year, CHIT says that number is expected to rise to 500. Sarah Egan is Connecticut's child advocate. Speaking on WNPR's Where We Live, she says this is largely crisis-driven.
We still have a mental health system that is, based on episodic care. You know, John has a problem right now. Lynn has a problem right now. So we're going to provide treatment. And then help goes away. So instead of I meet with my doctor every 6 months and he says, hey, how you doing? How's school going? How are you feeling? How are you sleeping? How are you getting along with other kids in the family? That we don't have that on the mental health side. You know, we don't have somebody that sticks with the family in that way.
Critics of the system say the ER spike is due to both inadequate insurance coverage and a lack of residential placements. State Senator Beth Bye says Connecticut's Department of Children and Families is placing children with mental health issues in home settings versus congregate care.
As we move toward more family settings, we have to make sure we stage it appropriately. And I think a lot of what we're seeing at the emergency room is because we haven't staged that move appropriately as a state.
She says that cuts to residential facilities and a shift to home care could create hurdles for children seeking mental health services after they leave the ER.
I think the pipeline is broken, and some of it is related to state policy, and we are urging DCF to look carefully at the pipeline and make sure we don't close too many options for children and families.
DCF told CHIT the spike in ER stays is not related to the closing of group homes, but instead mirrors national trends. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.